Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 27th of June 2024. Essence. Sweet children, you have to separate yourselves from your bodies and go to the Father. You will not take your bodies with you. Therefore, forget bodies and see souls. Question. Why do you children make effort to increase your lifespans with the power of yoga? Answer. Because your heart's desire is to learn everything from the Father in this birth. You want to hear everything from the Father, and this is why you make effort to increase your lifespans with the power of yoga. It is only now that you receive love from the Father. You cannot receive such love throughout the whole cycle. You would say of those who have shed their bodies and departed that was in the drama, that their parts were only that much. Om Shanti. You children have been going to other spiritual gatherings for birth after birth and have also come here. In fact, this too is called a spiritual gathering, satsang. The company of the truth takes you across. It enters hearts of you children that we previously used to go to spiritual gatherings on the path of devotion, and now that we are sitting here, we feel that there is the difference of day and night. Here you first of all receive the Father's love, and the Father receives the love of you children. Now, in this birth, you are changing. You children have now understood that you are souls, not bodies. A body would not say, "This is my soul." A soul can say, "This is my body." You children understand that you had been adopting great souls, sages and holy men, for birth after birth. Nowadays they have a fashion for different babas, such as Sai Baba, Meha Baba. All of them are also physical. There cannot be any happiness through physical love. The love that you children have is spiritual. There is the difference of day and night. Here you receive understanding, whereas there you are completely senseless. You now understand that Baba comes and teaches you. He is everyone's father. All of you males and females consider yourselves to be souls. Baba calls you, "O children." Children would also give a response. This is a meeting of the Father with the children. You children know that this meeting of the Father and the children, of souls and the Supreme Soul, only takes place once. Children continue to say, "Baba, Baba." The word Baba is very sweet. By saying Baba, you remember your inheritance. You are no longer small. Children very quickly understand who their father is. They also understand what inheritance they will receive from their father. Little children cannot understand that. Here you know that you have come to Baba. The Father says, "O children," and all the children are included in that. All souls come here from the home to play their parts. You have it in your intellects who comes at what time to play their parts. They all come from their own different sections. Then, at the end, they will all go back to their own sections. All of this is fixed in the drama. The Father doesn't send anyone down. It is automatically created in the drama. Each one continues to come down into his own religion. If the Buddhist religion had not yet been established, no one of that religion would come down. At first, it is only those of the Sun and Moon dynasties who come down. Those who study very well with the Father are the ones who come, number-wise, into the Sun and Moon dynasties and adopt bodies. There is no question of vice there. A soul comes and enters a womb through the power of yoga. From this, each of you would understand that you, that soul, will go and enter a body. Old people understand, we souls will go and take other bodies through the power of yoga. I, this soul, will now take rebirth. A father also understands, a child has come to me. The soul of the child is coming, and they have a vision of that. The soul understands that he will go and enter another body. These thoughts arise. There will definitely be laws there regarding the age that they have a child. Everything there works on a very regular basis. You will know all about that as you progress further. You will know everything. There, it is not like it is here, where children of 15 to 20 years of age give birth to children. No, there, their lifespans are 150 years, so they have children when they are just under halfway through their lifespans. They have children at that time because the lifespans there are long. They have only one son, and then they have one daughter. That is the law. First, the soul of the son comes, and then the soul of the daughter comes. Reason says that the son has to come first. First the male and then the female would come 8 to 10 years later. As you children progress further, you will have visions of everything. The father sits here and explains to you about all the systems and customs of the new world. It is only the Father who establishes the new world. He will definitely continue to tell you about the customs and systems. As you progress further, he will tell you many things and you will then continue to have visions. How children are born there is not a new thing. You are going to such a place where you have to go every cycle. Paradise has now come close. You have now come very close. The stronger you become in this knowledge and yoga, the more closely you will see everything. You have played those parts many times. You are now receiving understanding which you will take back with you. You will know everything about what systems and customs there will be. In the beginning, you had visions of everything. At that time, you were still studying Alpha, Beta. At the end, too, you will surely have visions. The Father sits here and tells you about all of that. It is here that you have the desire to see everything. You feel that you must not shed your bodies and that you want to go after seeing everything. For this, in order to increase your lifespans, you need to have the power of yoga so that you can hear and see everything from the Father. You must not worry about those who have already gone. That was in their parts in the drama. It was not in their fortune to claim a lot of love from the Father, because the more serviceable you become, the more you are loved by the Father. The more service you do and the more you remember the Father, the firmer that your remembrance becomes. You will enjoy yourselves a great deal. You have now become God's children. The Father says, "You souls were with me." People on the path of devotion do many things in order to attain liberation. They don't know about liberation in life. This knowledge is very lovely. You have a lot of love. The Father is the Father, the teacher, and also the Sat Guru. He is the true Supreme Baba who sends us into the land of happiness for 21 births. It is souls that become unhappy. It is souls that experience happiness and sorrow. It is said, sinful soul and charitable soul. The Father has now come to liberate us from all types of sorrow. You children now have to go into the unlimited where everyone will be happy. The whole world will become happy. You have now understood everyone's part in the drama. You remain so happy that Baba has come to take you to heaven. He will take all of us souls to heaven. The Father gives you patience. Sweetest children, I have come to remove you from all types of sorrow. You should have so much love for such a father. All your relationships have caused you sorrow. Children here always cause sorrow. You became unhappy and you have continued to listen to things of unhappiness. The Father is now explaining everything to you. He has explained to you many times before and made you into the rulers of the globe. So you should have so much love for the Father who makes you into the masters of such a heaven. You only remember the one Father. You don't have a relationship with anyone except the one Father. Everything is explained to souls. We are children of the Supreme Father. Just as we have now found the path, so we have to show others this path of happiness. You receive happiness not just for half a cycle, but for three quarters of each cycle. Some surrender themselves to you because you give them the Father's message and remove their sorrow. You understand that even this one, Brahma, receives this knowledge from the Supreme Father. He then gives us the message. We then give the message to others. He gives the Father's introduction and continues to awaken all the children from their sleep of ignorance. Devotion is called ignorance. Knowledge and devotion are separate. The Father, the ocean of knowledge, is now teaching you children this knowledge. It enters your hearts that Baba comes and awakens you every 5,000 years. There is just a little oil left in our lamps. Therefore, the Father now pours in the oil of knowledge and ignites our lamps. When you remember the Father, the lamps of you souls ignite. The rust that is on souls will be removed by them having remembrance of the Father. It is in this that the war with Maya continues. Maya repeatedly makes you forget, so that instead of the rust being removed, more rust accumulates on the soul. In fact, even more rust accumulates than was removed. The father says, "Children, remember me, and the rust on you will be removed." This requires effort. Let there be no attraction to bodies. Become soul conscious. We are souls, and we will not go to the Father with our bodies. We have to go to Him having separated from our bodies. By seeing souls, rust will be removed, and by seeing bodies, rust will accumulate. Sometimes it is removed and sometimes it accumulates. This continues all the time. Sometimes you go up and sometimes you come down. This is a very delicate path. You will go through all of that and reach your Karmateet stage at the end. The main thing is that it is the eyes that deceive you in everything. Therefore, do not look at bodies. Our intellects are connected to the land of peace and the land of happiness. And we also have to imbibe divine virtues. We also have to eat pure food. The food of the deities is pure. The word Vaishnavs has emerged from the word Vishnu. Deities never eat dirty, impure food. There is a temple to Vishnu, whom they also call Narayan, ordinary human and Narayan. Lakshmi and Narayan are corporeal beings. They shouldn't have four arms. However, on the path of devotion, they have been given four arms. That is called unlimited ignorance. They don't understand that there cannot be a human being with four arms. In the Golden Age, there are human beings with two arms. Even Brahma has two arms. They have put the daughter Saraswati with Brahma and shown her with four arms. Saraswati is not Brahma's wife. She is the daughter of Prajapita Brahma. The greater the number of adopted children, the more the number of his arms increase. They show Brahma with 108 arms. They would not say this of Vishnu or Shankar. Brahma has many arms. On the path of devotion, they have no understanding. The father comes and explains to you, children. You say, "Baba has come and made us sensible." People say that they are devotees of Shiva. Acha, what do you consider Shiva to be? You now understand that Shiv Baba is the father of all souls. That is why he is worshipped. The father says, "The main thing is constantly to remember me alone." You called out, "O purifier, come and purify us." Everyone continues to call out, "O purifier, Rama who belongs to Sita." You too used to sing this. Baba did not know that the father would come and enter him. It was such a wonder that he had never even thought about it. At first he was amazed and wondered what was happening to him. When I looked at someone, that one would get attracted. What was happening? Shiv Baba was pulling him. Anyone who sat in front of him would go into trance. He was amazed. What is all of this? Solitude was needed to understand all of these things. That was when he began to have disinterest. Where should I go? Okay, I am going to go to Benares. This was the pull of that one who was making him do everything. He left such a big business and went away. Those poor helpless people did not know why he went to Benares. He went and sat in the garden there. He would take a pencil in his hand and draw circles on the walls. I couldn't understand anything of what Baba was making me do. When I went to sleep at night, I would feel that I had flown away somewhere. Then I would come down again. I didn't know what was happening at all. In the beginning, there were so many visions. Daughters would go into trance while just sitting there. You saw a lot then. You would say, "You haven't seen what we have seen." At the end too, Baba will give you many visions because you will continue to come close. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. Remove everyone's sorrow by giving them the father's message. Show everyone the path to happiness. Come out of the limited and go into the unlimited. 2. In order to have visions of everything at the end and receive the Father's loving sustenance, become strong in this knowledge and yoga. Do not worry about others, but increase your lifespan with the power of yoga. Blessing. May you become an easy effort maker by renouncing carelessness and ego, by paying attention to becoming worthy of receiving the Father's help. Some children, instead of having courage, develop ego, and because of their carelessness, they think, "I am always worthy. If the Father doesn't help me, who else would he help?" Because of this ego, they forget the method of having courage. Some develop ego from paying attention to themselves, and this deprives them of receiving help. They believe that they have had a lot of yoga, that they have become gyani and yogi souls, that they have created their kingdom of service. Therefore, let go of this type of ego, and on the basis of your courage, become worthy of receiving help, and you will become an easy effort maker. Slogan: transform any wasteful or negative thoughts into useful ones for the task of benefiting the world. Om Shanti.